Better Lawn and Garden. Today we're thinking ahead to the new year with some resolutions gardeners might make, plus the popular questions of the year. And Thrall stops by with a list of deciduous fruits that you might grow. He's kind of finishing up what he was talking about before, plus a few New Year's resolutions. Plus, if we have time left, we'll take a quick look at quick color in the new year. You can call in at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, by the way, or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. Teresa Watkins and I are hosting a program from our home. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Ed, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You've got the Earth and the Moon the same distance from the Sun, but there's a 60-degree difference in temperature, and that difference is basically 2 trillion tons of naturally occurring carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Today, we have 3 trillion tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If 2 trillion tons makes a 60-degree difference, 1 trillion tons of extra carbon dioxide is really going to warm things up. Learn more at volofoundation.org.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Merry Christmas to everyone. We can still say that, can't we? Yes. I hope you all had a great celebration. We're now moving on to the new year, however. I thought it would be good if we came up with some new year resolutions gardeners just might make. I also have a list of questions that were frequently asked this year. But some just stand out. There are many of them. Some stand out and being worth being repeated. And winter began on Monday. How does that make you feel? Well, We'll find out. We'll survey everyone here. Good morning again. Teresa and I are hosting a program, a Better Lawns and Gardens program today. Joni's taking the day off, and so I'm also, of course, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide, and Teresa has the Gardener's Compendium series, and I hope you got one or more of these for the holidays. And thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, but you may want to wait till about the middle of the program. Or you can text us at 23680 at any time. Always look forward to the first text messages coming through. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. And what I'm thinking is you may have a question about the survival of some of your plants after this cold, which we'll talk about also. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us. He'll continue a discussion that we left off with on this program last time when he was here. We'll review the care and some of the great deciduous fruits. Let's see here. Teresa, during hour number two, has some favorite books she got for the holidays. And we'll talk about a popular subject, crepe myrtle pruning. That's going to be kind of neat. Web page is still up for December. And January comes up quickly. Have an acorn story, the poinsettia care. Joni has a feature on preparing for the cold. You may be too late, but go through and take a look at that one anyway. There's also top do's, moon sign planting dates, and that's all at betterlawns.com, betterlawns.com. And you can ask questions, too, if you wish. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio, and he will be answering your calls. I'll be taking your text messages. And Teresa and I are hosting a program, of course, from our home. Trash can report this week, 5 full trash cans this week.
You are busy.
I'm a busy boy. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Kelly.
Yep. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. Almost said Thanksgiving. I'm behind. A great Christmas. Kelly, you had a good one, I trust?
Absolutely. You know, other than working, I got off work early and I got to spend the whole day with family, so it was an incredible day for me.
Wow. So did you work on Friday, actually, yesterday?
Yes.
You did? Wow. You're a devoted guy. That's terrific.
I have a wedding to plan and pay for.
So do you know when the wedding's going to be?
We're putting it down for 10/21/21, folks.
Okay.
There you go.
It is going down.
Yeah, and it'll come very quickly, too, I will tell you. No doubt about that. Teresa, how about your Christmas?
We had a great Christmas. We got to see the grandkids, most of all the grandkids, 8 out of the 11. And we did Santa's cookie run. Tony made 50 dozen Christmas cookies, all different, 10 different varieties. And so it was delicious.
That's a lot of cookies.
It is.
Tony's a great baker. I know he makes the pies and everything like that, too. Now, I know I'm going to spill the beans here a little bit. I know that Teresa got new PJs for Christmas.
I did. I'm going to be wearing them. We're having a family Zoom Christmas party right after the show, and I'm going to be wearing the Christmas PJs, so I did get some new ones.
Yeah. Kelly, did you get something that you wanted for Christmas?
Absolutely. I got a fiance, of course.
No. Other than that, you got her for Thanksgiving, though.
Absolutely. Other than that, like, I've been slowly but surely building my home studio so I can record from home because I also do voice tracking outside of this. So I got, like, a nice desk, like an L-shaped desk.
Wow.
And a brand-new microphone. So it was a great haul for me this year.
There you go. I love gifts I can use. So
yep, absolutely.
Me too. And our grandkids all got computer updates and new cell phones. Boy.
Wow, good for them.
They're ahead of me. My 4 or 5 year old phone is antique now.
As long as you don't have a flip phone, Tom.
I do not have a flip phone at this time. They're all updated now. Our one grandson's a great gamer, so, you know, it takes special computer stuff. I did get some chemical resistant gloves. I wore out a pair. So, like you say, Teresa, get something that you need or want. That's kind of important. I got some shirts, and I got a garden center gift card. So I'm a happy
Wonderful. Camper. Yes.
Yeah, really good.
So what kind of material are the Christmas gloves made out of?
It's a neoprene or something like that.
Oh, neoprene. Okay. Good.
Like a chemical resistant, and they're pretty thick. I've worn out a pair of those. It lasted me probably about 4 or 5 years, but they're really good. They're doing very well. So which is kind of neat. And I bought my own self a Christmas present, two sprinkler cans.
Oh, there you go.
Well, yeah, it's a good story and a bad story. They came. They're tough. They're durable. The good news is they're made in the United States, tough and durable.
Yay.
And when they arrived, one arrived without the end on it, you know, the big kind of round
end. Sure, yeah.
And luckily one of my old ones fits it. I'm not going to fool around going back and try to get it somehow. But anyway.
Oh, that was lucky.
Yeah, that was lucky, actually. First day of winter was on Monday, the 21st. What do you think? I think winter's here.
Winter is here. I cannot believe how cold it was. And we were out in it at Boxy Park in Lake Nona last night, and it was cold.
Wow. It hit this morning when I got up. It was 24 and 33. When I looked at the temperature just before we went back on the air, it hit 32. So I expect some damage, probably not a whole lot, but some of those tropicals are not going to like it one bit. Now, Jim and Bob in Newberry reported about the mid-20s, and I'm sure last night it got down the low 20s. Must have.
Wow, that is cold. And, you know, Kelly's saying that he turned the heater on and he didn't expect to get that, Kelly, right?
Yeah, it took me 5 minutes to heat my car up and to get the frost off of my windshield. I was like, well, where are we right now?
I told him that he'd wait 5 years and he'll be doing that when it's 60 degrees outside.
What is happening?
Yeah. So you had frost on the windshield this morning?
Absolutely. It was the worst I've seen this season.
Wow. How about that? And I think you said, told us it was 28 degrees at your house?
Yes. But with the windshield and everything, I told Teresa, I'm pretty sure it was like 21, 22.
Yeah. Oh, I can believe that. Yeah. No, I haven't even gone out to get the paper today. So
Tom's like, I am not going outside.
Did you all see the Christmas star? I did see it.
I did not.
Did you see it? No, I did not. We are not in an area where I can see. I've got all these oak trees and I-4 around us, so we did not get out to see it. But I just appreciated everybody posting these great planetarium. And the one photo from Hubble is incredible, the Hubble photo.
Wow. Well, I did go out and see it. And Joni and I have been tracking it for a good while and seeing it getting closer and closer. And when they matched up, it looked just about like Jupiter by itself to me. I don't know, but it was bright. It's a nice thing. Hey, I just got a Tallahassee update here. I don't know who sent me this one here. Rained all day Thursday, 1 inch, then down to 30. Christmas morning, it was 30. Only 40 for the high yesterday. 30 again this morning. Beverly set this.
Oh, okay.
30 again this morning. So actually, Tallahassee was probably warmer than the Gainesville area, which is often the case.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, interesting. New Year's around the corner, and I probably could start wishing people Happy New Year's, but I thought maybe we would figure out what resolutions gardeners should make. I know Ed has a couple of them coming up, and I'll give you one of mine, and Joni collaborated on some of these here. One of mine is get the weeds under control. I mean, it has been a bad year for me with weeds, I'll be honest with you. That's one of mine, and for Joni is add decorative containers to foliage plantings. Because we have a lot of foliage plants, and she's becoming very avid about getting some decorative containers for them.
So she will transplant what she has now and put it into containers?
No, she won't transplant them. I'll transplant them. Let's clarify that.
That royal weed.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Joni has the day off. It's her Christmas present for me. So Teresa, you have some resolutions gardeners might make?
Yes, well, just thinking about your landscape in a new light, every about 5 to 7 years, you may want to just renovate or redo your landscape, and that's what I'm going to be doing in mine. I'm redesigning it, and then I am also going to add a water feature to our garden this year, so that's a real big one. And then I also need to put irrigation in for my planters. So I want to add some hanging baskets, and I'm going to put some drip irrigation in on that. So we'll see if we can accomplish that soon.
Yeah. You know, one thing residents don't realize is plants don't last forever. They're like anything in this world. And I find that, you know, a lot of the plants we use in the landscape regularly are 15 to 20-year plants. And at that point in time, they're done. They're gone. And it's time to replace them. I don't know. What do you find?
I think so, especially plants like the gold mounds and Indian hawthorns. They last a long time, but they start to look peaked, and you know, just kind of they don't have their same kind of glamour anymore. And so, you know, it's time to pull them out and put new ones in.
Yeah, and we're responsible for some of that. All this tabletop pruning and lack of water at times and lack of fertilizer. So I have some Indian hawthorn at over 30 years old, and I do very little except keep them moist and apply a little fertilizer. I don't give them the heavy pruning. So I think we're responsible for the short life on some of these things.
It could be. And again, this is Florida, too, and organic material doesn't last very long in our soils. So, you know, it just replenishing the nutrients, fertilizing correctly, just will give them a couple of, you know, extra years of life.
Yeah, very good. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break now. Ed Thrall's around the corner, going to be talking about deciduous fruits. He's going to follow up with his deciduous fruit lecture. If you'd like to keep us up to date, feel free to, like Beverly did. Text message here is 23680. That's 23680. Or in about 10 or 15 minutes, feel free to call in at 407-916-5400. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Attention business owners. Listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized.
Call now at 800-509-1747 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-1747, 800-509-1747.
Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome to an after Christmas edition of Better Lawns and Gardens. Hope you had a great holiday season and Santa brought you everything that you asked for, and maybe a little something extra would be kind of nice also. I have a couple other New Year's resolutions here. We'll get to one from Ed in just a little bit. But another one of mine is, this is personal stuff, you have to realize. Finish repairing the fences. I've been working on this for 2 years. And during the summer, it's too hot. Now, I don't know, maybe it's too cold, but I'm going to get it done. And here's another one. I have really failed terribly at raising seedlings this time. And it's my own fault because I haven't paid attention to it and done what I should be doing. So my resolution is to do a better job of raising my seedlings. So those are just some of my things.
So what goes wrong with your seedlings, Tom?
Well, you know, I probably leave them out and they get too wet. And all of a sudden they start to rot off. And maybe I use a seed that doesn't have the vigor, probably older seed. So I've got to change my ways a little bit. I'm normally very good at raising things from seed, but this go-round, only the tougher, durable seeds, like some of my petunias, just I know it's got Pythium rot, and it's not worth spraying them, but it has to do with the moisture and growing condition. I don't know. But the broccoli, cauliflower, they do fine. They don't care. But it's the sensitive ones, foxgloves, for instance. I got good foxgloves, but I'm not getting the germination or continuing the seedlings that I should.
So hey, can people still plant foxglove seedlings and delphiniums?
Yeah, you have to go through it. Well, it's getting kind of late, I think, at this point in time. They do like the little cold period that we have. I normally start mine in late October, early November. And okay. Right now they're almost transplant size, so I think it's getting a little late. But and if you do plant them, you need to pick the variety, especially for the foxgloves. It's got to be Camelot, and that one there flowers without the cold, so which is kind of nice. Tell you what, let's get Ed Thralls in. Ed Thralls is University of Florida and Orange County Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center. And we're going to find out how cold it's getting at Ed's place. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Teresa. I hope you all had a nice, very Merry Christmas.
We did. Thank you.
Yeah, it felt like Christmas with all the cool temperatures, that's for sure. Yeah.
The only thing we're missing was snow, and I'm glad it was missing, but it got to 34 here.
34. Is that the temperature this morning?
That's the temperature this morning, and I've got an outdoor thermometer. I'm glad the indoor thermometer reads significantly higher.
Yeah. So let's see. My house, it got to be 32, and up in Newberry, they're reporting mid-20s. And
Beverly,
Tallahassee says 30. So what's the effect going to be on some of the plants? I mean, warm season plants are done, right?
Yeah, warm season plants are done. And for the vegetable gardeners, you might as well forget about your tomatoes. And it's just like sticking tomatoes in the refrigerator. They're not going to get any ripen now because of the weather. And they probably aren't going to set any more fruit because of the weather. But it's a great time to add more cool season vegetables to the garden. You can get a harvest of cabbage or collards or broccoli, kale, beets, and even carrots before the cool season garden's over.
Good. Now, Teresa and I gave our New Year's resolutions that we like to see gardeners make, and I know you have a couple.
Yeah, I have a couple. I think that we all, first of all, should build a compost bin. There's a lot of material that we're growing in our yards that we're just putting out to the street when we clean them up and trim them, prune them. And we could actually keep that on the property and turn it into compost that we could use in our own flower and garden, vegetable gardens. And my second one is to reduce water use in the landscape. People should survey the irrigation system. They often don't do that. You want to make sure that all the irrigation heads are working properly, none are broken, and they're spraying the right areas, not wasting water on the streets or sidewalks or your house. And then learn how to program your irrigation controller. A lot of people don't know where the off position is on the controller. You want to calibrate your irrigation system so you're not overwatering many of the zones within your landscape. And finally, install a remote rain sensor to shut off irrigation system during a rain event.
Yep. So, Ed, if you don't have your irrigation manual with you anymore, or you moved into a house and there wasn't any irrigation manual, where can they find out information on how to calibrate and how to program their timer?
Well, you could do a couple of things. One, almost all of the user manuals are online now, so you could look for them in your web browser. And another one, you could call a master gardener at your county extension office and talk to them about what to do in the irrigation system. And we have a document that helps them calibrate their irrigation system. We'll be glad to send it to them.
Very good. Now, when we left off last time, we were talking deciduous fruits. And I know you have a number of them that are favorites.
Yeah, I like, I think muscadine grapes, because they're native, do very well in the landscape still. You got to have a little room for them. Blackberries and oriental persimmons, they're not astringent, and so they taste better. I like the texture of them, too, and figs do really well. Apples, peaches, and pears, a lot of people want to give them a try. Go ahead and do that, but they offer challenges. Most of them, you've got to get the right varieties, and you've got to have a good pest management program. If you just ignore what's going on with the pests, those plants won't hold up very long.
Yeah. Teresa?
Yeah, so when you're talking about peaches and nectarines and plums, how would somebody go about finding the right varieties? Do they just go into their nursery center and buy what's there?
No, unfortunately, the nursery centers probably aren't the best places to go. Again, come to the University of Florida, IFAS, Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, or call your county extension office, and we will talk to you about the right varieties. Of course, here in Central Florida, when we're talking about those plants, we're interested in chilling hours, and we're getting plenty of them this morning, but you need about 200 to 300, and that's about all we can get here in Orange County, so it's you have to be very picky about the varieties you want.
So in South Florida, I'm sorry, Tom.
No, go ahead, Teresa.
So in South Florida, they don't have the chilling hours, but they can still grow fruit like figs and grapes?
Oh, yeah. They could do that. As a matter of fact, they could even try the others. As I mentioned, these aren't hard and fast rules about plants. It's amazing how they can grow beyond my expectations. So there's always a chance that something will grow down there. There are a couple of varieties that have even less than 150 chilling hours.
Yeah. Now, Ed, as you go up the state, the chilling hours become much more, right? So they pick different varieties for those chilling hours.
Right. And for people who don't know what a chilling hour is, it's an hour below 45 degrees. And they accumulate through the winter time, and we're looking for at least that amount for us. Up in the Panhandle, for instance, they can grow just about all the peaches they grow in Georgia and have a great time, and would never be able to do that here.
Yeah. Now, let's go over to some of the ones that we can grow, like blackberries, for instance.
Blackberries, I really like those. I'm growing them at the county extension office. I've been there for a number of years, and I particularly like the thornless variety that we're growing right now called Oklawaha. But plant your blackberries from December through February. They like full sun and a well-drained and rich soil. And then plant your blackberries close to a water source, because they will need some extra irrigation, especially when they start setting fruit. And a drip irrigation system probably would relieve you of the daily chore going out and checking, making sure it's wet, because you can set up a battery-operated controller to run your drip irrigation system, and you can get the water right where the plants need it. Blackberries just don't need a lot of fertilizer. Too much fertilizer actually can burn the leaves or even kill the plants. So hold back on the fertilizer for your blackberries.
Good. Teresa?
Well, speaking of blackberries, you're saying fertilizer. So what kind of fertilizer would you recommend for fruits and vegetables?
I would use the same kind of fertilizer I'm using in my vegetable garden, which would be typically a 666, something that's complete, has all three numbers as bag, and a balanced 666-888-10-10-10 would be the kind of thing I'd want to do. And for blackberries, I'd want to fertilize them in the beginning of the season, and then I would hold back for the rest of the season. I wouldn't really put it out like we do on vegetables every 3 weeks.
So you say the beginning of the season here in Florida, you know, it's a different kind of seasons than they have up north. So what months would you say is the beginning of the season?
I'm going to plant my blackberries from December through February. I'm going to probably fertilize them in March, and I won't fertilize them any longer because I'm going to be harvesting in April or May.
Wow, they sound like that are easy fruit.
They are easy, but they don't transport well, and that's why we don't see a lot of them at the produce market. So enjoy them in your own backyard. They're a lot better, more tastier, and fresher, I believe.
Yeah, and a lot of people like blueberries. How's that?
Oh, I know they do. those are probably one of the most challenging fruits to grow. The blueberry growers, of course, tell you, come and buy my plants and everything will be great. But it really needs that acidic soil. You want to choose a southern high bush variety for here in Central Florida. And I recommend that you grow them in a large container with just composted pine bark as the growing media. Nothing else, no compost, no potting mix, and for sure, keep that pH down. Blueberries really do well in sunny areas. In the first season, for instance, you want to make sure that you remove all the flowers as they start because you want to get a good root system, and that's hard for a homeowner to do as well. And in the following years, you'll do okay, and you need at least two different varieties planted close together for cross-pollination.
Very good. And we're going to hold off on a couple of the other ones you had, but I want you to bring up some of the classes that you have.
Yeah, we got the basics of vegetable gardening coming up, I think, next weekend. Diabetes prevention starting up, and that's going to be a year-long program for people interested. We're going to talk about planting and pruning trees and shrubs. And all the classes right now are virtual, so you have to get online and register. And we've created a new spot for you to register, and that would be OC for Orange County, ocextension.eventbrite.com. And two other events coming up at the Extension office soon. The Adopt-A-Tree program is going to start up again. January 23rd, which is the day after Florida Arbor Day, we'll be passing out trees to interested homeowners at the County Extension office. And in late March, we normally have a plant and garden festival, but it's been canceled due to COVID. We just can't meet all the requirements for CDC. But we're going to have some virtual programming of educational events that if you're interested in them, go online at ocextension.eventbrite.com and register for them, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you.
There you go.
Thanks, Ed. Ed, one final question. How long do you think this cold weather is going to last?
It's over with. It's going to move on and be looking for more, though. February is notorious for cold weather, so don't put your coat away.
Ed, they're saying New Year's Eve we're going to have another cold front come through.
I'm sure we will, and that's, it's that time of year. We'll have the cold fronts about every week from now until about February. I want you all to have a safe and happy New Year as well, and be looking forward to working with you in the new year.
Thanks, Ed. Same
Thank
year.
You, Ed. Happy New Happy Year. Year.
Happy New Year.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take our break here. And coming up in the next segment here, we got a lot of things. We'd love to have some of your questions. I have a text message up here. We'll answer that one. And also, we haven't even touched the frequently asked questions of 2020, so we'll get to all those. But if you want to call us, now is the time, 407-916-5400, or you can text 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Fortify today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. During the break here, I just went and took a look at the outdoor temperature, holding 32. Not my favorite thing. Ed's lucky. He's at 34. And we were 34 until about, I guess, maybe 5 o'clock, somewhere around there. And I was hoping. I don't know. But I know we're going to get some damage. Teresa's probably warmer at your house, I would guess.
I don't know. I'm thinking so because we have a little microclimate here between I-4 walls and the offices, the huge office complex in downtown Orlando. But it's cold when you go out there.
Yeah, a little bit of chill factor there. I want to remind everybody, we are live today. We didn't desert you. The number here is 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. Got one text question here. It says, is it time to start pepper and tomato seeds yet? I hold off till the middle of January. I want 6 weeks during the wintertime. And sometimes we get them faster than that, but I want at least 6 weeks. And so I will start them in a couple of weeks. And I've got my seeds already, and that's kind of important.
I got the new Burpee catalog, seed catalog, and a couple of other great catalogs in the mail. And this is the time to, you know, get those so we can get started on planting the seeds in mid-January, February.
Yeah, I will tell you, you probably ought to get your seeds early, mainly because last year catalog company ran out of seeds, or they were way behind in shipping, and a couple of them I've ordered already, they said the seed wasn't available. So you might want to go ahead and get your seeds now and get them early and put them in the refrigerator. That's what I do with them.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, I've got my list of frequently asked questions. I wanted to do that here. We did our New Year's resolutions here.
Okay.
One of the questions was, when do I prune my citrus trees? And Citrus trees kind of grow themselves, really. If they need pruning, I like to do it right before they start the flower. That's about early to mid-February, Teresa.
Yeah, no, they don't. They're not something that needs a lot of pruning maintenance. So especially, you know, your limes and your lemons, they really, they don't need a lot. And so go ahead and prune them. I always do it after you harvest. And then that way they can start off fresh again and flush out.
Yeah. The problem with citrus trees is, with many of them, there's flowers and fruits at the same time.
Yeah.
When you do the pruning, you're going to remove something. It's either going to be the flower buds or it's going to be the fruits. So if you have an early ripening variety, then the fruits will come off, and then you'll be just fine before it starts to flower. But with many of them, you're removing either fruits or flowers.
And also, but they can also remove any kind of branches that are extra long or in the way and are going in the wrong direction. They can always cut those off at any time. And suckers, how do you feel? How should they approach suckers?
You know, I just cut them off at the ground line or wherever they are. Suckers can be up in the tree too, but I think of the sprouts. When I talk suckers, I normally think of the ones coming, especially with citrus trees, the ones below the graft.
Below the graft.
Yeah, so I want to make sure I get them off. But if there's other limbs, like you say, they're out of bounds or congested within the tree, then I go ahead and prune those out, and that helps the tree look a lot better. Number two question here frequently asked was one that was just asked by text message, when is the time to start tomato transplants? And the other one is they want to know what variety to grow. But tomato transplants I start mid-January and mid-July. So that's the two times that I will start my tomato transplants. And Teresa, you had a tomato still growing, right?
I did. In fact, it was. We just took it off of the plant on Friday in Cherokee. It was a great producer, and we really enjoyed eating those.
Yeah, and that has the old tomato taste.
It does, and it's nice and big for your sandwich. You know, it's just the right size.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me my favorites. We eat a lot of the small fruited types, the cherry tomatoes, the grape tomatoes. Juliet is one. Sweet Treat is another. Sweet Million. And they're good producers. They're reliable. If I want a big tomato, I'll go with Champion, Bella Rosa, Celebrity. Those are all good, reliable varieties. So just some that you might grow. Okay, here's a good one for you, Teresa. When is the best time to sod a lawn?
When it's warm and the grass is growing, that's the best time. But this is Florida. You can put down grass sod any time, and they have to with their, you know, in construction or building a development. But, you know, when the grass is growing, especially bahia grass.
Yeah. And so that would be probably the better time would be somewhere around March, I guess March through May, and maybe October through November, something like that. My best time. But like you, we sod year-round.
Yeah, and it doesn't look good for a couple of days, but it comes back really, really fast. Within a few weeks, it's looking back to normal. But, you know, if we have zoysia grass, it's not going to brown up. I mean, it's not going to green up during the times of the year when we get this cold. It will go brown, and people think it's dying, but it's not. It's still alive.
Yeah, break out the green paint. You'll feel better. Hey, we're going to take a break right about now, and it's a good time for you to get your questions answered. The phone lines are open. We want to make Kelly happy there, so we need to give a call for the questions at 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400. Or you can text me at 23680. I had several text messages, 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant
instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This holiday season, give them the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Buy them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to fashionable accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide is packed with great ideas for everyone on your list. For a gift that keeps on giving all year long, pick up the quiet, lightweight, and long-running performance of the Steel AK Homeowner Series of battery-powered tools. Convenient all-in-one sets featuring tool, battery, and charger start at only $199.95. Legendary Steel performance is easy to use, easy to give, and hard to beat. Find the perfect gifts and wrap up all your holiday shopping at your local Steel dealer. Or shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP. Available participating dealers while supplies last.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I know what everybody's doing today. They're hunkered down. They're in their nice, warm pajamas, sitting around, just listening. But if you do have a question, you can text us at 23680, or you can call us at 407-916-5400. And, Teresa, we do have a caller, and we'll find out how cold it is.
Yeah, we have Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Hi, good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. Well, here in Venice, I was only about 47 on my thermometer when I woke up. So,
wow.
We're very fortunate. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. How can we help
anyway,
you today?
Well, in my community, it's about 15 years old. It's 700 homes built out. And the question came up recently that we had to replace a whole bunch of viburnums that were around our parking lot, and they're about 15 years old. They were the odoratissum, but they were being maintained at probably 4 feet over the 15-year period. But with some of the oaks in the immediate area starting to shade them out, they just got scraggly and dying out, so we had to replace a bunch. And we're having some, different opinions as to how long plants should last. And Our property manager that does our landscaping is very knowledgeable in the area, and I support what they're doing as far as best practices pruning, but it's having a hard time convincing some of the residents that plants don't last 30 years. on the most part, and sometimes you have to switch them out. We do have also some suspensum and some of the shiny leaf awabuki, so for the most part. But wouldn't you say that from your experience that once you get to the 15-year point, it's hard to keep plants going beyond that?
Yeah, Teresa?
Yeah, I do. And so Florida's a little differently. Our plants go through a lot more stress than northern states and replacing, you know, you see shrubs up north that last 30, 40, 50 years, and they've been there a long time. But here in Florida, with the heat and with the pests and disease issues that we have, the stress from the temperatures, they're just not going to last as long. So, you know, I would say 15 years, you've got your money's worth out of those shrubs. And that if you can find some, you know, if you can replace them and put in some that's going to last another 15 years, then you're better off doing that rather than wait another, you know, 5 to 10 years, and they just start to look bad and they get more disease issues. You're going to spend a lot more money maintaining them.
You hit the nail on the head, I think, with the odor rotissima. They're getting shade now, and so and being pruned at 4 feet, like Teresa says, it just stresses them out and they can't survive. Now, if it was suspensum in there, suspensum would probably be doing better because it doesn't get as tall. But any plant you just keep tabletopping, that means cutting them back to the same height all the time, and that's what landscape maintenance people do. Yep. Just, in the end, ruin some of these plants.
Yeah, I think really the key is right plant, right location when you do your planting, and I think that's what we're going to try to strive to. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your input.
So Mike, anytime we can put in plants that you don't have to prune often, that's the best plant to use.
Yes, yeah. Agreed. Thanks, folks.
Thank you, Mike, for listening.
Happy New Year coming up. New Year's. I guess we can say Happy New Year, can we? I guess so. Okay.
We can say Happy New Year. And when we come back, Tom, we've got a phone call from John in Longwood, but we can take more phone calls. 407-916-5400.
Okay. I guess we're going to be at a break here where we're going to have to a hard break. So we're probably not going to have time for John this time around. Coming up, we're going to be talking about a number of things. You got some new books for Christmas. We want to talk about those, Teresa.
I did.
Yeah, kind of nice gift. And also, we're going to be talking about pruning crepe myrtles. That is a hot subject, I will tell you. And a lot of people go through and prune them very hard. Is that okay to do that? Well, we'll answer that question there. And what about some of the pruning techniques that we use with them? So if you have a question, you can give a call. We're kind of open, 407-916-5400. And we'll be back, so don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.